Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
No, so take a wild guess. Of all my friends, who would meet somebody that would send me a package?
I have no idea.
Drunk Larry.
Because I will be honest with you. When I saw the writing on the front of the package, I was like, is this a jail letter? Because we've received those before.
We actually had a guy who was a big... Now, he was up for a murder rap, but before he got sent downstate, he was listening to us from Fulton County. He was a loyal listener.
Yeah, the crazy thing is...
Unfortunately, they don't get ratings meters in prison.
I've gotten these handwritten letters, and it's like, I love y'all. Because in my head, this is how I'm reading it. I love y'all.
Yeah.
I'm innocent, and I listen to y'all every day. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Everyone in jail is innocent.
I'm like, what did you do? But I've gotten those. But this is not that. Go ahead.
So anyway, Drunk Larry, good buddy of mine. You guys have seen some of the photos I post at Mike Bell ATL. He's literally Peter Griffin's living avatar from Family Guy. And Oren and Chris have met him. He's just an absolute teddy bear sweetheart. And he does a great job. Anywhere he goes, he makes friends. Craig Sager introduced me to Larry back in 2000. We've been best buddies ever since. Anyway, I met Drunk Larry on several occasions on gambling sojourns to Harris up in North Carolina.
Wow.
Remember scooting over to allow Larry and his wife to sit together. Anyway, he's chatted up Larry. He's run into Larry a couple times up at Harris.
Okay.
And he thought that...
Question.
Yeah.
Does Larry have a gambling issue?
Of course Larry has a gambling issue.
Okay, I just want to clarify. Because when he says I've run into him a couple of different times, that's so random.
Well, Larry's usually in Harris when he is not. You know. So anyway, our buddy Greg Hughes, who works for NBC Sports, is a good buddy to have. And so Larry will find himself at like Packers games up at Lambeau or anything. Something cool that NBC is involved with, Larry will be there. It's otherwise he's in Harris or he's in a Falcons game with you and me. But anyway, he runs into Larry and they start chatting up. And Larry told him, I got a good friend, Mike. He guy listens to the show. And turns out, long story short, anyway, Jim Geyer is his name. His dad did public relations for the Rams during the George Allen years.
Wow.
The old L.A. Rams, and then later Chuck Knox, you know, went by the name Ground Chuck back in the old days. So anyway, and then he also worked with the minor league hockey team, and he enclosed some photos because I collect hockey stuff, and it's just kind of cool.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So it's just kind of no anthrax. As far as I can tell.
No, he didn't. And obviously, here's the cool thing. He didn't have to do that and to send those photos and all that and give you the background story. That's pretty cool.
And he actually worked at KMPC in Los Angeles, and he worked with Gary Owens, who was the voice for Laugh-In back in the old days for you guys of a certain age. Anyway, so that was kind of neat. So Larry made a friend, and he decided to send me a letter.
I'm glad you respected my wishes and went ahead and opened it anyway in here. I had no idea what was in the envelope. You just didn't care about anybody else. Right. Oren was like, don't poison us.
What am I supposed to do?
You didn't care. You were like, I'm going to open it because that's what you do.
I was supposed to call AP. And we get the tongs out and we put on our hazmat suits.
You wait until you get home where no one else can be harmed and you open it.
Those windows aren't open behind us. There's no ventilation that's going out of here.
Correct.
We're all going to breathe that bad air.
I will give you this. The packaging, to Carl's point,
looks suspicious.
It does look like it came from Ted Kaczynski.
It does.
It does look a little. That's the Unabomber for those who don't remember.
it looks suspicious.
He does have a bit of a childish kind of handwriting. We all have different handwriting styles. So, yeah, it would maybe raise an eyebrow.
And I guess they were delivering mail down there. And as I was walking down the hall, they're like, Deuce, can you take this upstairs? So I didn't even look at it until I got in the elevator. And then I was like, I don't know if I want to deliver this.
But there's a picture of his dad at one of the old NFL drafts.
That's cool.
In the night, looks like the late 60s. And literally everybody's at a card table with like an index card that has the team name on it.
It tells you how far the drafts come, right?
And if you've seen that Elway to Marino documentary on that 30 for 30, which I think is arguably, Carl, one of the top three, it shows you even then how antiquated it looks by today's standards of the old New York Sheraton. But anyway, this, I love this kind of cool nostalgia stuff. So thank you very much. That's kind of neat.
All right. No, that is a big shout out for sending that. Yeah. And
not poisoning anyone on the ninth floor.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't have to open it. Hey, man, I want to hear from you, 404-726-0929. We got a lot more to dive into. A couple of things we didn't mention in the NFL Blitz. One, Alex Hightower. He got injured in that Steelers-Commanders game. He's arguably their second-best pass rusher behind T.J. Watt. Mike, no broken bones. He's possibly going to be out 2 to 3 weeks. Mm. Low ankle sprain. If you saw this, it looked ugly. They slowed it down, and I hate it when they do that. And his ankle was one way, and his foot was the other. And you're like, oh, that might be a high ankle sprain. He might be done. But they get the word today that he's going to be all right. And then also, if you didn't hear, and we didn't mention this, Dak Prescott is going to have season-ending surgery. He is done, but they're saying the prognosis is good for him.
Hamstring off the bone, but a Cowboys team now that Jerry's going to have to figure out what he's going to do, some soul-searching, because they got, you know, Micah Parsons, you already talked about, CeeDee Lamb getting his contract, and of course, Dak getting the highest-paid quarterback contract of all time. Everybody on one-year contracts. Our buddy Fish was telling us that the week of the Cowboys game. Last night, by the way, sidebar to the Monday Night Football game, how many folks out there are going, damn, Jared Verse looks good?
He does.
Now, he was never slotted, guys, where we were selecting. He fell all the way down to the Rams in this draft. But if you didn't see it last night, he had a sack, 2 tackles for loss. And I joked around with Carl at the trade deadline. I know you kind of mocked me. You mocked me. Calais Campbell had a sack last night, a pass deflection, and a tackle for loss.
He's still playing at a high level. It's crazy. What is he, 37?
Right. His deflection led to a pick. Calais Campbell is still bringing the heat, and I know he's said it's his last year. Troy Aikman talked about it, talking to Calais for the game, that he wants to go out in style. I love that guy's game, loved his work. Everyone loved his vibe and his work ethic. Good dude.
No, he is. I think, Mike, and again, we haven't asked about this because they're not going to talk to us about players that aren't here. My vibe was they wanted to get younger and more athletic, and they made a decision to go away from Calais Campbell.
Right.
And then we drafted all these guys, right, and he said, okay, we talked about it. Versatility, you can move guys up and down the line. But what Mike is simply saying is Calais Campbell has outplayed Judon. That's what you're saying.
Right.
And if you wanted to make a choice, the problem or the issue with that is you would have made the decision to keep Calais way early in the process before you traded for Judon.
Right.
And you wouldn't have known whether or not he still had it. I just felt like they thought he was getting long in the tooth, had nothing to do with him as an individual, and saying, hey, we need to get younger at that position and maybe find some guys that we haven't had in this organization. We still haven't found them quite yet.
And I was talking to a couple of guys on Twitter. We don't call it X here. It's at Put 'em Up, C-Dukes for Carl. I'm Mike Bell, ATL. And I was talking about that because, yes, Jared Verse looked great. Yes, Calais Campbell looked great last night. And the Rams have drafted impeccably when it comes to defensive line the last couple of seasons, including a year last year that our coach was involved in the process.
Mm.
And one of the guys, and I just said, look, at the end of the day, if Braylon Trice doesn't get hurt in that preseason game, I really do think he's got an impact. A guy said, can you quantify it? I couldn't, I don't know, 3 sacks, 5, I don't know. I just know that Braylon Trice is athletic, and you pair him with what we've got, and maybe that would have helped Judon. That's a guy that we'll have to wait a year to see, because I thought he was going to be really impactful. And a good draft pick.
I did too.
But it's a moot point.
It is, because we haven't had a chance to see him. Hey, as we mentioned, Wes was scheduled to join us, some flight issues or whatever is going on with him, so we'll get a chance to catch up with him a little bit later on in the week. We're going to change our focus tomorrow as we head up to Flower Branch to talk about what's going on with the Broncos. We'll let you hear a little bit of what Coach Raw had to say about that preparation in the Falcon Report. Also, we will get back into talking about Georgia. The rankings come out tonight. Mike is asking, you know, do they stay at 11? What do you think they are going to be? I just feel like that's about right. I still feel like the committee says they're a playoff team,
right?
But they're on the verge of not being one.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.